Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to the What to Read Next podcast. I'm so happy to have you back. Today, our guest is Nilika from Liberal Lady Bookstagram account, and we're chatting all things romance books recommendation. Now let's get to the show. Hi, Nilika. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
So my name is Nilika Mistry, and I run my Instagram account in the name of Liberal Lady. And yeah, I'm Liberal Lady.
So tell me what inspired to start the Instagram account.
So I started reading about 4 years ago, and I did not have Instagram for about 3 years ago. So I just joined Instagram and I saw so many people discussing books, and I was like, yeah, I want to do it. But I didn't have any books. So when I came to US to study, I just decided that let's do it. It's the right time. And I just started doing something on the side other than studying. So yeah, I started it about 2 years ago without any books.
Yeah, and you post a lot of books. So do you buy a lot of books? Do you get them from the library? How do you get the books?
I actually started buying books about when I started Instagram. I do have Kindle Unlimited, so I usually post books from my Kindle. Sometimes I just borrow the sample of the books to click pictures that I'm interested in. And I am a member of New York Public Library, so sometimes it's from there. And usually I just buy the books. I haven't been sent any physical copies of the book yet. But yeah, usually it's just my own personal books and Kindle Unlimited.
I love it. Yeah, I'm on Kindle Unlimited and I use the public library a lot. So
yeah.
I love New York Public Library. It's great.
Oh, I should check it out then. Yeah, I'm not a member of any New Jersey libraries yet.
Yeah, the Jersey City one is good for ebooks, I find it. They're a good selection if you cannot find them on the New York Public Library. But it's
New York Public Library, NYPL doesn't have much collection in the romance category that I usually read, so it's a little difficult to get access to those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of romance novels are self-published, I find. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk about your reading life. When do you read?
Wow. Okay. So since I started working about 6 months ago, I started waking up an hour early so that I can just, you know, sit and read, have my tea, and just give myself some personal time. So I usually read for at least an hour in the morning before office. I read during my commute. I read while walking towards my station. So basically, any free time that I get, like my lunch hour in the office, I'm reading something. While I return to home, I read. And about 1 or 2 hours once I'm home and had some dinner before sleep. So I think I'm basically reading every second that I'm not doing anything. So yeah, it's about 3 to 4 hours of reading a day for me.
I love it. What do you love most about reading?
I guess I was more of a gossip person in my life. I think basically we all love knowing what's going on with people's lives, but I guess it's not good to just gossip and know all the details. So books and stories give you that, you know, it gives you that need to know what other people's lives are, to get lost in other stories. So yeah, I love that about reading. It gives you like an inside look in people's lives, getting to know the details, even if it's fictional now, but I love that. Love knowing people's stories, get inspired by them, learn what not to do from them. So yeah.
I love it. What would you like your reading life to be different?
To be honest, right now, I would not want anything to be different. Maybe I would like to pick up some more genre than romance, but as far as the timing goes, the amount of reading that I get done, I'm pretty satisfied with it. except I would like to try reading some different genres like fiction or maybe biographies. Not really biographies, but yeah, fiction, some sort of fiction.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you choose your next read?
I'm more of a mood reader. I usually have stopped taking up ARCs because then it puts too much pressure on me. And mm-hmm. when I have to read something, I've realized I don't end up enjoying it as much. So mm-hmm. I usually just pick up. I follow Instagram a lot. And if there's a book that I'm seeing repeatedly, I'm like, okay, let's check it out. And maybe sometimes if it's available on Kindle Unlimited, it's Goodreads recommendations. It's basically what my mood tells me to do. If I've read some serious book, then the next book would be something fun and light. And if mm-hmm. I've read consequently a few fun and light books, I would just pick something that is more serious and emotional. But it's mm-hmm. more a mood reader.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm a mood reader too. I find it, for me, it just, there's something about just, I may need some romance, I may need some thrillers, I may need a little bit of everything. And so setting up, going with the mood as opposed to keeping a TBR.
Yeah, I wish I was sometimes in mood of a thriller. I don't know. I never get into the mood of a thriller or something other than romance. It's just shifting between the tropes for me. I should get into moods for some mystery or thrillers. I would love that.
Yeah, that's a recent thing for me this year. Last year, I discovered thrillers as a way. I read a couple of domestic thrillers or about, you know, marriage, and it was interesting. It was just like a different setting, yeah. different tropes. And so I enjoy reading thrillers now as well as romance.
That's awesome. Yeah, I usually, if I'm going to jump into some other genre, it's usually by fantasy. But I don't think I don't read much of YA other than if it's fantasy.
Yeah, that's true. How do you keep track of the books you read? Do you keep track of them or you don't?
I just, once I'm done reading a book, I just add my rating to the Goodreads or review if it's necessary. But I think Goodreads is the only thing where I track my books. I don't have a system, or I don't make a TBR, or don't tick mark any book. Like, I don't check it, but yeah, it's just Goodreads.
That's awesome. So we talked a little bit about romance. So is romance your favorite genre, or do you have other genres that you enjoy?
Well, I just have one genre, which is romance, and sometimes YA fantasy or fiction, but usually it's romance. But if I'm done with too much romance, I just jump to something YA, something fantasy. It just gets you out of that constant similar trope.
So within the romance genre, what are some of the three favorite books within that genre?
I would say I don't usually read many standalone books. I don't have them as favorite, but I do have a lot of favorite series. So the Addicted series by Krista and Becca Ritchie is my favorite book in this genre. I love their world building, the character building. Each character is so unique. So I love that series, absolutely love that series in that genre. Another series is Cambria Hebert's Hashtag series. I just love that too. It's the family, friends bonding. It's just amazing and cute. And I have reread that both of these series probably 2 to 3 times in a few years. And one of my new favorite, which I just recently read, was the Transcend and Epoch Duet by Jewel Ann. It was just amazing. I just love it.
I love it. Yeah, I love the Addicted series. I think that's actually one of my favorite new adult series. And I love the spinoff. I'm looking forward to Tangled Like Us that's coming out this month.
I'm going to reread all the books, at least the Like Us series, before Tangled Like Us releases. It's like I'm just planning to binge read them all.
I love it. Yeah, it's so good. So what are your top 3 favorite books of all time?
So, Harry Potter, for once, it's my top favorite of all times. I also absolutely loved Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. I just discovered it this last year. And I always am afraid of very hyped books. I usually don't pick it up, but I just decided to just try Throne of Glass when one of my Bookstagram friends recommended it. She's like, you have to read this if you liked Court of Thorns and Roses. And I'm like, okay, let's try it. I was a little worried, but It was amazing. It was just the one of the best YA fantasy that I've ever read. And another is Making Faces by Amy Herman.
Who are your go-to authors? So which authors are on your Autobuy?
I usually don't Autobuy because I don't do that. I usually read reviews before I buy it. It's mm-hmm. not a good thing, but I usually do it. But some of the authors that I usually end up buying are Cambria Hebert. Then there is Sarah J. Maas, Christine Baccarucci. Usually, and Penny Reed. Yes, and Penny Reed. I love them. Yeah, those three or four are just my, I would say Autobuy. Yeah, I would just buy them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, there are two on my Autobuy. I do love Sarah J. Maas. I love her Court and Roses series, that Thorn and Roses series.
Yeah.
And Kristen Becker Ritchie, of course. I love their Addicted series and the Lygos series. So, it is awesome. Yeah.
You have to read Throne of Glass if you love Court of Thorns and Roses. I mean, the Throne of Glass is just so much more amazing than Court of Thorns and Roses. It's like, just, it could blow your mind.
Yeah, I read the first five books. I haven't read.
Oh, you read the first five books? Wow.
Yeah, I haven't read Tarot Dawn and Kingdom of Ash. So those two books I'm still missing. So I haven't made the time to read them, but I think I may do that. Favorite books that you've read in 2018 so far?
It was the Transcendent Epoch duet. I loved that. I read Knitting in the City series by Penny Reed. I absolutely loved it. I did not think that I would love it so much, but once I got on book three, I couldn't stop reading that series. So yeah, one of the best series that I read is Penny Reed's Knitting in the City. And also, I said Throne of Glass. It was amazing. And I also read a lot of MM romances, which is the Grey Romance. And I loved Riley Hart, all of the books by her. And Lucy Lennox, her Forever Wild series was absolutely amazing. I'm waiting for her next book in that series. It was just amazing, Forever Wild series. And R.S. Grey, sorry, I forgot. I don't know how I could forget R.S. Grey, but yes. I read three books by R.S. Grey, and her Arrogant Devil was my favorite, absolute favorite.
I love it. I love R.S. Grey. She's like my go-to author.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. What's your most anticipated new release for 2019?
As you talked about, Tangled Like Us, it's just a few days, and I'm really waiting for that book. Another is 99% Mine by Sally Thorne. I absolutely loved The Hating Game, so I'm waiting for that book. I guess that's about it. And Pepper Winters, The Sun and Hope. I loved her ribbon duet, the girl and her ribbon and the boy and his ribbon. Sorry, the boy and his ribbon and the girl and her wren. I loved that series. And there's a third book, and I'm just so excited for The Sun and His Hope. It was amazing.
I may check that one out. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a forbidden romance, and it would just make you crazy when you read it. It's great writing. There's not much romance in the first book, but it's the chemistry and the build-up is so amazing. It's a slow burn, and it's absolutely amazing.
I love it. I love slow burn romance.
Yeah, me too. Mariana Zapata is the best in that. Yeah, I love her. I love her too, yeah.
Yeah, I read The Wall Winnipeg and Me, and that was a long book, but it was so good.
Such a long book, right? Oh my god, it was such a long book. I loved that book and Wait for It by her. I absolutely loved those two books. Kulti was a little too slow for me, but yeah, Kulti or Kulti, I just don't know how to pronounce that, but yeah, I love her. I love Mariana Zapata.
I love it. What's one book that everyone loves but you cannot stand?
I recently tried reading Balance by Lucia Franco, and I did not get into that book. The writing was great, honestly, but just the trope and the age difference, and it was too much for me. It was a little too much. Another book was Thoughtless series by S.E. Stevens. I do not like those characters. I mean, I don't like the books where there's any sort of cheating. So this book had tons of it. And it was absolutely horrible. I felt horrible reading that. I'm like, okay, I do not like these people. They would not be my friends at all. And one last one is the Camelot trilogy by Sierra Simone. I do not like that series at all. I finished it, believe me. I couldn't stop reading it. It had the drama and it had all those, it would grip you, but it also made me angry while I was reading those books. It was just, I was horrible. It was not the writing, but the actions that they took, the way they reacted. I wouldn't like those people too. Yeah, I wouldn't be their friend. So yeah, those two were my most hated book of all times.
Yeah, I read the first two books in the Sierra Simone series, and I didn't find the third book. And for some reason, I felt like it was too long. I read the ending, and then I was just like, oh, I didn't really like this.
The ending wasn't worth it at all. I just don't like it when every response is to have sex. When there's an issue, you have sex. It's like, I don't think people do that. So yeah, it was not my thing.
Yeah, so I understand. So what's your favorite book to movie adaptation?
I think Harry Potter was amazing. I also loved The Martian. I read the book the day before the movie was releasing and went for the movie, and it was absolutely amazing. I loved how all the jokes were. I loved how everything was done in Harry Potter and The Martian. Those were just amazing.
I love it. What's your go-to book recommendation?
Oh, The Addicted series, all time. The Addicted series and Penny Reed's Knitting in the City series. I think they both have all the elements and all the type of characters and tropes that you would want in a romance. It has, The Addicted series has age gap trope. It has the dominance trope, addiction trope, anything that you can ask for. It has Harry Potter in it extensively. So that is like every reader's dream, if I say so myself. But yeah, Addicted series is like a Bible for romance for me. And Penny Reads, she's just funny and her writing is amazing. It's a little different, I would say. The language is a little hard, but I guess I like it because it challenges me. It's like learning new words. Sometimes they're not necessary, but it's like, I'm fine with it. I'm learning new words with her. And that's just amazing. It's so funny. The characters are really different and not perfect for a change. So I love that.
I love it. I'm going to check out Penny Reed series this year. I got her Winston book. I think the first one, the Winston book series.
Oh, yes.
So I may check her out. I know she's been around for quite some time in the world.
Yes, Winston Brothers series is amazing too. It's entirely new world, all the bearded brothers. It's amazing. I loved the third and fourth book. I was not a fan of the fifth book, but I definitely recommend her. Those books are amazing. I love the chemistry and love the brothers and family, everything. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So how can we find you online?
Online, I'm just on Instagram and Goodreads. I rarely post reviews on Goodreads. It takes too much time and I would rather be reading than posting long reviews right now. But you could find my ratings and some reviews on Goodreads, but I'm usually very active on Instagram, on Library Lady. So yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
Yes, thank you for calling me. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you, Nelika, for a great list of book recommendations. For a detailed list of the books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/92. If you purchase a book through the links in the show notes, you'll be supporting the What to Read Next blog. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.